I'd like to read to you this morning from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. This morning, we have the joy and the privilege to celebrate Ministry Kickoff Sunday. It is a day where we celebrate what God is doing in and through the church as we seek to reach out and unfold the good news of the gospel of Jesus. And as we gather this morning, I thought, what could we do to give you a word of encouragement this morning, a word of challenge? And I thought of this passage because it's interesting that Isaiah writes this passage during a time when Israel is undergoing some great political difficulty. They are under oppression by the Assyrians. And God offers this word of encouragement to Israel to give them strength and hope and comfort at a time in history where they have lost, in a way, their faith. Their trust in God was wavering. All the promises and all the forefathers who had gone before them seemed to be something of a distant past. And yet it's interesting to know that Isaiah is actually quoting other Old Testament passages in this passage. He's quoting Exodus 19:4, where Israel has just come out of slavery. They're about to get the Ten Commandments. And the words to Moses are something along the lines of gathering up on the wings of eagles. It's the same thing we would read in Deuteronomy 32. And I think this morning of what Isaiah is writing and what that means to you and I, because I believe that in the church today, it is very easy to divide or define success by how big our programs are. And we struggle with being the biggest and the brightest and the most successful. We wrestle maybe this morning with our gifts and whether we have a gift in a certain ministry. And as you see in the boys club ministry, people don't leave. Or maybe we know that God is calling us out of a comfortable church chair and to step out in faith, and we just don't know how we're going to do it. And so over this next year, we want to do two things. We want to challenge you to grow deeper and to reach higher. Now, how do you dig deeper in your faith? Well, you do that by being here in moments like this where we gather together to worship, where we hear God's word and we respond in faith. We grow deeper in our faith by being a people of prayer. On the 15th of every month, if you were here at 9 o'clock, there were people praying for you and praying for the church. And our faith grows as we spend more time in prayer, not only as individuals, but as the church as well. We grow deeper in our faith by stepping out and using our gifts. We grow deeper in our faith by the giving of our financial gifts, as we trust God to do abundantly more than we imagine with those gifts. We grow deeper in our faith, and we'll speak on this in a little bit, in our small group ministry. We grow deeper in our faith by being the church together. But here's what I really want us to look at this morning, is I want to challenge us to hear those words of Isaiah and to reach higher. Did you know that the idea of the eagle is one of strength? It is one of power in the Bible. It is one of overriding trust and dependence. That's how the imagery of an eagle is used in the story of the Bible. But what you'll notice is that eagles often will build their nest at the highest place they can possibly build it. Usually a tree line isn't high enough, and so they build it into the side of a cliff. And there mud and sticks and twigs and straw is melded together to build a nest. And inside the nest there are leaves and there are feathers so that the little eaglets are as comfortable as possible. And then the mother will go out and she will search for food and she will drop it into the eaglet's mouth. But there comes a time where the mother eaglet will take the eaglet, put it on the edge of the nest, and push it off the nest. And now you would say, a mother wouldn't do that. But she does. And you know why she does it? She does it because an eaglet is meant to soar. It's not meant to stay in the nest. If the eaglet stays in the nest, it will never be what it was created to be or do what it was created to do. And here's what's interesting. The mother pushes the eaglet out. And more often than not, it begins to fall because it hasn't learned to fly. It will flap its wings, but the mother will swoop already back in. And she will do this as many times as it takes for the eagle to learn how to fly. She's preparing her eaglets to learn how to soar. And so this morning, I want to ask us the question this morning is, are we stuck in the nest of faith? Are we so comfortable in the nest of faith that we haven't learned to soar in faith, that we haven't discovered who God wants us to be? Because just as the eaglet has the nest destroyed, God is calling you and I to step out in faith. And it's so easy to go to church all of our lives and to become very, very comfortable that we know how to do church well. But I wonder if God is calling us this morning is to step out into new ministry. Maybe God is calling you to step out this morning and you're going to go to Pastor Jack after church and you're going to go, you know what? I'll do kids' church. Maybe you're going to step out in faith and say, you know what? I'm not sure how to pray, but I'll come and learn how to pray and pray with you at our prayer ministry. Maybe God is calling you to simply step out and to trust. But what's interesting is that it's so easy to walk through life and to flap our wings and not learn how to fly. That's why Isaiah writes these words. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and they will not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. I love this statement because this is how we do it. Michael Bradley writes this. The anointing is through God's power of the Holy Spirit, which flows and operates in us to accomplish what God wants us to do for him in this life. Isn't that an amazing thing? That for you and I, as we learn to trust God and step out in faith, we will learn to be who God wants us to be. We will be challenged to be who the church God wants us to be. And then, and only then, we will soar. I believe God is calling everyone that is here this morning to some kind of ministry within this church or in the community. And when you and I say, Lord, what is it? And I may not fully understand, but I'm going to trust you. You will learn to fly. You will learn to soar. And we as community church will be able to reach out and enfold. We will be, as our mission statement says, to be a church on fire with the love of God and a people of prayer. We will be the hands and the feet of Jesus here and around the world. We will be a place of hope and healing and inspiration. And we will be diverse in age and culture. You see, Israel wasn't supposed to be stuck in that time where their trust was wavering. They were called to live in the midst of it. God wants you and I to soar in the power of the Spirit of God. In the book Faith in the Night by Chuck and Nancy Missler, it tells the story of a farmer who rescued an eagle who had crashed in his farm field. And he put it in a separate little cage in his farm, and the bird was getting better. But over a little bit of time, they began to notice that this eaglet was walking like a chicken. It was squawking like a chicken. It was pecking like a chicken. But it wasn't a chicken. Well, one day, one of the friends came over and he says, Why is there an eagle acting like a chicken, walking like a chicken, clucking like a chicken when it's not a chicken? It's not right. And so this friend grabbed this little eaglet, went to the top of the fence, and he threw the little eaglet up, and it fell to the ground because it couldn't fly. A couple of days later, he took the eaglet, and he went to the top of the barn, and the same thing began to happen. After doing this a number of times, the friend decided he was going to take him to the mountain ridge, which wasn't far away. And there they could see the horizon. And there that man spoke to the eagle and said, "You were meant for more than this." And he turned the eaglet towards the horizon. He threw the bird up in the air, and the air and the bird began to soar. Never saw the eaglet again. You, like that eaglet, are created to soar. God has so much in store for your life. God has given you gifts and talents and abilities, and God wants you to be all that He wants you to be. Will you join me in this coming year in stepping out of the nest, in stepping out of our comfort zones? Maybe we've said, "I've done GEMS for 15 years. It's time to retire and warm up a seat." Will you step out of faith with me and say, "God, where will you use me? I'm available. I want to be all that you have called me to be. Will you use my gifts and my talents to build your kingdom?" And here's the thing. He will. Let's step out and grow deeper and reach higher and be amazed at what God is going to do. Would you pray with me? Loving and gracious God, we give you the thanks that in a simple word of encouragement to Israel and now to us this morning, we realize that there's more to life than this. There's more to our story than we may even realize. And that as we trust you and we step out in faith, to use our faith, to use our talents and our gifts, it is in that that we will realize the true purpose of our lives, that we will discover who you are calling us to be. And we will be amazed at what you're going to do, not only in us, but through the ministry of Community Church. Lord, and we give you thanks that we get to do that as a community. Lord, we want to continue to remember Ken, Lord, as he continues to get better from an infection. Lord, we just pray that he would fully recover from that, Lord, that his physio can restart. And that, Lord, his body can get strengthened again. And that, Lord, ultimately he would be able to come home. We thank you for a successful surgery for Taya. We pray that as she gets to recover at her son's house, Lord, that recovery may be quick and swift. And Lord, as we think not only of the ailing process, but of the joys of life, Lord, we thank you for Nick and Bronwyn, Lord, and their upcoming wedding ceremony, Lord. We thank you for their commitment to each other, for their love for each other. We give you thanks that you have been invited to be part of that marriage ceremony. And Lord, we just pray that you would bless them with a long and a healthy and a marriage that is so filled with love. And Lord, we just pray that you would continue to speak into their story and into their marriage. And Lord, we thank you for the work that you have called us to do, not only here, but around the world. And Lord, we think of Phil and Janetta in Tanzania. We think of what we will shortly hear about is our trip to Bolivia. But Lord, we also thank you for the everyday moments that we get to step out in faith in our community. And Lord, we just pray that you would be honored and that together we would learn to soar and become who you have called us to be. In your name we pray. Amen.